I flew yesterday with topics, so now you've demanded a piece.
Jim, this caught my eye, and I've been thinking about this for a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks?
Couple of weeks.
Mount Buller skier trips over wombat on the slopes.
That happened yesterday.
Jim, a young skier got a bit more than he bargained for when he came up close to a wombat on the slopes of Mount Buller.
Well, I saw that yesterday.
So James Hamilton from Halebury.
Halebury, of course.
Yes, was skiing
school.
Down the Mount Buller, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
And guess what he ran into?
A wombat.
A wayward marsupial.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Jim.
Not a furry little marsupial.
A furry little marsupial called a wombat.
Yes.
And ran into it and had a crash. It's all on film and is fantastic, Jim.
Yes.
So I thought about this for a week. Last week
no,
I've been thinking, how
yesterday.
Do I break this up, down,
you've given this
around.
A minute's thought because it happened yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. So, Jim, hence. 133353.
This better be good.
Not on there.
This had better be good.
What have you run into? Unusual!
No!
Bill! No. Yes!
That's lazy planning.
No, it's not.
You have given that a second thought.
A lot of
thought.
Because
what they won't come for it.
What have you?
You'll
wait,
get nothing.
Here they come. 133353 now, hence. What have you run into unusual? Because Jimmy Richards, the V8 driver.
Well, yes, of course.
He ran into a kangaroo at Bathurst.
Half followed it over the fence.
Remember, it went boing, boing.
Yeah, I do.
It went over the fence for six.
Oh, I do.
The umpire put up both hands.
Like Daniel Vittori when Mark Ward dropped him onto the roof at the Wacker.
It went
oh, well,
the...
no one will
oh,
ring.
Look at So it's got to be unusual. What have you ran into unusual? Like a wombat on the slopes is unusual.
It is. Tim's in Geelong.
Timmy.
JB, Bill, how are you?
Timmy.
I was riding a Peewee 50 motorbike a couple of years ago at my cousin's place.
Yes.
Mistook the throttle for the brake and ended up over the top of an electric fence.
Oh, oh no. How'd that go for you?
A bit of a zap, but I was all right. The bike,
right.
Not so much.
Stay there,
you
Tim.
Ever tried an electric fence, Jim? You're thinking it's not on?
No.
And you just put your hand, bang!
And there's a slight delay between when you know you're going to get zapped and when you get zapped.
Oh,
Michael in Newport. Mickey?
How are you, fellas?
Hey, Mickey, we're well. How are you?
Not too bad, mate.
Good.
Yeah, I was doing a bit of dirt bike riding up at Wombat State Forest.
Yeah.
Hanging along and cleaned up a cockatoo. You got wedged straight into the side of the helmet.
Oh, jeez.
Wings flapping and the claws scratching up the face. Ended up with a couple of stitches.
Oh,
a cockatoo
man.
In the helmet.
That's it.
I often wonder, those the blokes that ride the fat boys and that, Mickey, who have the old-style helmet without the face bit, they must cop plenty in the mush.
They would, definitely. That's why they're starting to wear those skull masks, I think.
Yeah, right, okay.
What happened to the cockatoo? It flew away?
Didn't fly away straight away. It was still jumping around.
Yeah.
I think it's all right.
Right, I stay there, Mick, like that. Tom in Endeavour Hills, Bill?
Look at him ring, Jim. What a topic. Yes, Tommy?
Okay, fellas. I was scuba diving at Jarvis Bay in New South Wales and following this little fish along this little ledge with a camera and ready to take a photo. A bit too focused on the bloody fish. And at a certain point, all of a sudden, I realised a fish was right next to a wobbegong's tail. Now, a wobbegong is like a huge flathead, about 8 to 10 feet long.
Yeah.
They have the biggest mouth you've ever seen. And what I realised is, oh, my God, I'm at his tail and my feet are right in front of his mouth.
Ooh, that's
something like, I scared the crap out of me and I, underwater, did this. And like all the divers all around turned around and looked and the shark just bolted like you wouldn't believe. Scared the Jesus out of him. And all you can actually see the guys laughing underwater. You know, the bubbles are all coming out of their ring. It's absolutely hysterical.
A beautiful part of the world, by the way, Jarvis Bay.
Old sound effects, Tom.
Croydon, Bill?
He had plenty of sound effects, Jim. Bubbles.
He did.
Hey, Ease.
Go, boys.
Hey, Easy. What do you got?
Many moons ago, playing in the backyard at my parents' place, and I saw a snake in the backyard because I had long grass. So I took off running back home, and I ran into a barbed wire fence.
Oh, no.
Four stitches under the eye. Just missed it.
Oh.
I've got proof to show you.
No.
Still got the scar.
Still got the scar, yep.
That's running into unusual. Stay there, Ian. Aunt Sorrento, Anthony?
Anthony?
Afternoon, boys. About 10 years ago, I started an earth-moving business, and I'm digging out a driveway for a mate's dad, and everything's going well, and it's almost finished. I'm just backblading it, and there's a retaining wall on my right and a fence on the left. And I go forward, and I reverse back. I look over my shoulder, just out of habit, and I went, dang, I'm like, geez, there was nothing on the driveway 10 seconds ago. And I drove back forward, looked over my shoulder, and my mate's dad's on the ground. I've ran him over.
No!
Ran him over with the cat.
Oh,
he's
no!
He's bent down to mark the retaining wall, you know, with a height kind of marker, and I've run over his legs.
Oh, so, you run over your mate's old man.
He wasn't happy, but he let me know about it.
Oh, I bet he wasn't happy.
Oh, Brenno, Jim, that's unusual.
You can't be doing that, Bill. Mate,
did you do the back blading?
Yeah, he's still got the job done, I assume.
Oh, good.
That's funny. Yeah. Stay there, Anthony. Brilliant. Nick, Caroline Springs. Hello, Nick.
Still coming. Hey, boys, how's it going?
Good, man. Nico. What are you running into unusual?
Funny story. That same wombat that just got hit last year, me and my mates were up at Bulla snowboarding.
Yes.
And my mate took a sixer, landed directly in that wombat's poop.
Oh, no.
And dragged it about 5 metres down the run. And to top it off, the best part about it, as we jumped in the lift to go back up again, who decides to pop his head out of the hole but the old wombat to stick it up my mate.
That's it, Bill.
You reckon it's the same one?
It's the same. I'm pretty certain it's the same one. It's on the north side run, on the north side there.
The black,
do you reckon it just looks up and goes, wrong, I'm going to pick one of these off as it comes down?
Like a golfer.
That's it.
Or the gopher.
The gopher in Caddyshack.
What about the poo?
Chris. Poo. Wombat Melbourne. Poo. Hello, Chris.
Chris.
G'day, hi.
What happened?
I was doing a back straight at Tilwara and doing about 160, and I hit a Cape Barren goose.
Oh, no.
Feathers and shit everywhere.
Oh.
Feathers.
And it stunk.
Oh, no.
What's a Cape Barren goose?
A big bastard goose.
Yeah, big fella, about 6 kilos. It's bloody all feathers and shit.
Right, thank you, Chris. Nicely put. Gary in Melbourne, stay there, Chris. Yes. Like it. Hello, Gaz.
What have you run into unusual, Gaz?
Oh, g'day, boys. It's me sad day today, having a couple of frothies, Billy. But I was over in America for a couple of years working, and I ran over a skunk.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You know, I tell you, these are putrid. It went through the air conditioning. I couldn't get rid of the smell. We had to get rid of the car. Couldn't sound the car.
Bill.
It was just like a Seinfeld episode.
That's turning into something unusual. That is, a skunk.
A skunk.
We're covering the big topics.
I've never heard of anyone.
Neither have I.
A mate's dad and a skunk.
That's it. Scotty in Bacchus Mar, Scotland.
How's it going, fellas?
What have you hit unusual?
I hit a large hawk on a motorbike.
Oh, no.
I was coming up the hill up near Parwin, coming up the hill on a nice windy road, and I've seen him. Yeah. And he just took off the ground and just skimmed the top of my helmet as I went over him.
He's happy
nice
with it.
Straight mark when he put his claws.
Oh, Bill, Jim. I didn't think this one was going to fly.
I told you, Jim.
But it's gone nicely.
The simpler, the better. Time to connect, Jimmy boy, with the Rush Hour family, of course, and 1-3-3-5-3. Don't ring yet. Just wait for the build-up.
Yeah.
I got this the other day, Jim, and I've just been working it away around, and I've come up with a great topic.
Have you?
Divers stumble upon 4.2-metre long squid carcass.
Yep.
A monster 4.2-metre long.
Yes.
You got that?
4.2 metres.
Get it in your head, Jim.
Yes.
Was washed up, squid that was,
yes.
Was washed up on the shores of New Zealand's capital. Unbelievable. It's a picture of...
Wellington.
Yeah. Well, it didn't say that. Yeah. I wasn't sure. Wellington. Lucky it wasn't a sheep, Jim.
Bill, this article was in the paper today.
Jim, it's been going for a couple of days.
Oh.
So this giant squid was washed up on the shores of New Zealand, which got me thinking, Jimmy boy.
Oh, got you thinking.
Over the
it?
Weekend, I got together with Oscar and Ruby, and we've come up with one of the great topics you'll ever hear on the Rush Hour.
So,
1-3-3-5-3. Hence, what have you seen washed up on the beach? Unusual!
No, Bill! You cannot be going with that.
What have you
that
seen?
That is not a topic. No.
Washed up on the beach.
Bill,
unusual, Jim.
No one's ringing.
I'll tell you,
there'll
Bill,
be no calls on the back of that.
Jim, a giant squid was washed up.
Bill, you must come up with better topics.
You must be better, Bill. Just be better.
Oh, Bill. 1-3-3-5-3 is the number. Jace is first from Narre Warren South.
He is, Jim.
Hello, Jace.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
What did you find on the beach?
Okay, so a few years back, we took a family holiday down to Surfers Paradise Beach there.
Nice.
And there's always one particular spot that we like to sunbathe because it's right across the road from our hotel.
Yeah.
So my youngest daughter had gone into the water with myself and she had let go of her sunglasses and lost them in the wash.
Oh, no.
So that was a few tears, and we sort of got over that pretty quickly. Anyways, 2 years later, we went back to the same spot as we usually do. And bugger me, we're back in the water. This time she didn't bring her son in because we bought her a new pair.
Yeah.
But guess what washed up out of the wash?
No.
No, 100%. Her exact same sunnies, because the emblem on either side of the sunglasses, one emblem was missing in the left-hand side, and bugger me, the ones that washed over the ocean were the ones that were missing the left-hand side.
Oh, come
on. 2 years apart.
2 years.
2 years to the day. We go every single March, and that was a scenario. And let me tell you, I've never seen anything like that before.
I know, Jase. That's unusual. That is unusual. Yeah. Ben in Berwickville.
He is. Okay, Ben.
G'day, Jim. Fat, how are you?
Good. Ben, what did you find?
I found a whale's skeleton or spine at Eden Beach.
Oh, how do you know it was a whale's spine?
Mate, it looked like a whale.
Yeah, Bill, looked like a whale. What are you saying?
Well, it could have been a shark or anything spine.
Well, Bill, it definitely wasn't you, mate.
Stay there, Benny. I like that. Mick in South Morang. Mick.
Oh, Mick.
JB William, how are you?
What did you find, Mick?
Walking along the beach, main beach in Torquay, minding my own business, nice. Looking out on the sunset. I happened to look down. And a purple object spotted my view. I looked down. It was a lady's pleasuring device.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Come on, Bill.
No.
What did you? That's unusual.
What'd you do with it, Mick? Don't answer that.
All right. Well done, Mickey.
That is unusual.
Stay, that's very unusual. Lee in Sunbury. Lethal.
Lee?
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. What did you find unusual on the beach?
Actually, it was a beach in New Zealand.
Oh, nice.
I found a 5.5 metre great white shark.
Oh, jeez.
That was one thing.
Yes.
And then on the Gold Coast, I found my wife's bikini top.
Oh, what? Oh. How'd you find that?
There.
Oh, I unclipped it in the surf.
Oh, bang!
Hey, what about...
Look at Lethal.
So two great...
Oh, no, Bill. Come on, Bill.
Tell us about the white shark. I want to know about... It was obviously dead on the beach, 5.5 metres.
Yeah, yeah, 5.5 metres long. Yeah, jeez. It was dead, yeah. We were climbing all over it and all sorts.
What a smell, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it stunk.
Oh, all right, thanks for that, Lee. I like that. Yeah. There's just a little twist at the end of his story there, Bill.
Yes, I like that.
Connor in Northcote. Hello, Connor.
How you going, boys?
Good, Connor. What did you find on the beach unusual?
Well, it was New Year's Eve last year, and I'm getting around down the down Byron Heads, that kind of coast area, Ocean Grove.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around the beach. I see a plastic bag washed up with $5,000.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Yeah, so there's $5,000 in it. And that $5,000, we're actually gonna use it tonight to party for the state championship that we just won, boys.
Hey!
Oh, is that from at Northcote Park?
From Northcote.
Oh, the boys have just won the state final there, Jim.
And here's Christopher. You snubbed him earlier.
Oh, hey, well done, Chris. They've won the state final. I don't know if they won $5,000, by the way. I think that's nice. A few blowies. But well done to the boys there. Right. Northcote High won the state final. Jim, good on them.
Well done. Nath in Brunswick. Hello, Nath.
How are we going? It was actually my pa. He's one of those guys that walks around staring at the ground the whole time.
Yeah.
And he was walking on the beach in Port Arlington where they used to live, and a bit of a sparkle in his eye, and he found a diamond ring valued at $15,000.
Jeez.
Which he did the right thing. He handed it into the police and said, I found this ring, rah, rah. A couple of months went by, and the police rang up and said, listen, no one's found this ring. You can have it. And he gave it to my nan for their 30th wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's cool.
That's nice, Jim.
Yeah, good.
Beautiful.
All right, Steve, stay there, Nate. Steve Sunshine. Hello, Stevie.
Steve.
G'day, mate. How you going?
What'd you find?
Well, it was about 30 years ago. I was down at Torquay.
Yeah.
A little bit of a surf.
Yeah.
I lost my dentures.
Come on. Well, the chompers just fell out.
No, that's it. I've got six dentures in front. Lost them. Went to the surf club, put a notice up.
Yeah.
You know, lost them. If you find them, just phone up. There's no mobile.
Yes.
Bugger me, about 3 months later, knock, knock, knock on the door.
Yeah.
Excuse me, do they fit you? Bugger me, they're there.
Oh, he got his dentures back, Bill.
The dentures.
Washed up.
I tell you what, you want to put them on when you ring next time.
Oh.
Are they there now? Or not?
I was down at Sorrento.
Yeah.
There's a big rock pool you jump in.
Yeah.
Middle of winter.
Yeah.
Jumped in for a day. Lost them again. You can see them. The water was crystal clear.
Yes.
Yeah. There. A couple of guys came in and went to me and said, mate, come on, you got to do it. You got to jump in for me, you know. I've jumped in once, I'm freezing.
Yeah.
Cost me $10 each, had to pay them $20. They jumped in and they got it. To this day, 30, 35 years later, I've still got the dentures in my mouth.
Had to pay $20 for a diver to go and get his dentures back.
Bugger me dead.
That's it. All right, Daniel, Aspendale Gardens, Dan.
Yeah, g'day boys, how are we?
Good, mate. What did you find?
Yeah, so I did a couple of years over in WA, down in Busselton, down in the south of WA.
Yeah.
And I was driving along the four-wheel drive beach, going for a nice early morning fish before the sun hits up.
Beautiful.
And about halfway down the beach, I spot my mate Richo's 4x4.
No.
What do you mean?
Being lapped up by the water.
No way. What, it's broken down?
Where was Richo?
Yeah, so I rang Rich and said, hey, mate, I had a missed call from you last night. That wouldn't happen to be about the car, was it? He goes, yeah, I broke down on the beach and I couldn't get out.
Oh.
I said, mate, you should have caught a taxi over to my house because I'm just walking driving down the beach, and I'm pretty sure I'm looking at your car. He said, is it halfway in the water? I said, yes. Mm. He said, yeah, that's where the GPS is showing it is right now.
Oh, no. Did you get it out?
Yeah, we eventually got it out with a couple of 4x4s. You know, it's sort of stuck into the silt a little bit, so we eventually pulled it out, and it became a wreck, just scrap for parts. And we all chipped in and grabbed a couple of bits and pieces to help him get another 4x4 going and get him back on the beach. But yeah, unfortunately, I found my mate's 4x4 getting drank up by the sea one day.
Yeah,
well, that's right. Unusual on the beach.
That's very unusual, that,
all right,
Jim.
Well, not too Dances. Bad topics. Hmm. I'm flying back from Perth, she's an early flight out, Perth time early, so not too bad from a Melbourne point of view. It was about 7:30.
Yeah.
Anyway, as you know, I'm normally frontish.
Well, when you get in the plane, you don't go too far.
Not too far, mate, Bill. No, not too far.
How far? How many?
It might have only been the one row. But, Bill, I'm parked there.
Oh, he's a flog.
And very, very nice people, you know, in that part of the world.
Is there?
But, Bill. What? This is what happened. A 3.5-hour flight.
Yeah.
So I'd already eaten in the lounge, so I wasn't actually hungry, and therefore I was just sitting there minding my own business.
Have a frothy?
I'm against the wall, against the window, and next to me, and then the aisle.
Oh.
So a very nice gentleman. Didn't actually speak to him, but very nice. Just
you didn't
quietly,
speak to him?
No, just he and I quietly doing our business.
Well, you don't just say, g'day, mate.
Not really.
Oh, gee.
But, Bill, what happened was that this very nice gentleman decided that quite early on he needed a kip.
Oh, you're a bit tired, wasn't
he? That's absolutely fine too, Bill.
Yeah.
So off to sleep.
So where are you going with this then?
Well, Bill, I got about an hour into a 3.5-hour flight.
Yeah.
I needed to access the dunny.
A twinkle.
Bill.
You needed a twinkle.
Couldn't get past him.
Why?
Because he's fast asleep.
Well,
and I couldn't. What am I going to climb over the top of him?
Well, when you sit up the front there, you get a bit of room.
Bill, there was no room.
How big was he?
I couldn't get past him.
Why?
I'm telling you.
He must have been a big hooah.
The only way I was able to get past him to go to the toilet would have been to do a Spider-Man.
Oh.
To actually suction cap myself onto the roof and climb over.
Surely,
so
Jim.
I thought to myself, he won't sleep the whole way.
No,
he'll wake up at some stage and that'll be fine. I'll then ask if he can, you know, at least swing his legs on. I'll get out and have a wee.
And?
On descent into Melbourne.
Oh, no.
Still asleep.
What's he?
Bill.
He's had an all-nighter. He's had an all-nighter, Jim.
Still asleep.
He's come from goggles.
Oh, Bill, at this stage, my bladder's nigh on bursting.
How can you hold for that long?
That long?
Jim, did you get a bottle?
No. Oh. Bill, I'm telling you, it was ridiculous.
Come on, fat.
Anyway, therefore,
the
hence. 133353. I've given this one a lot of thought.
Oh, what are you
from
got, Jim?
From Sunday morning to now, I've given it a lot of thought.
Yes, what?
When have you been trapped?
Oh, no.
Unusual.
Oh,
Bill!
Jim!
I was trapped!
Jim, you've got to be better than that. You have to be, but no one will ring.
For 3 hours. Oh, here they come!
That's the most lame phoner we've ever done.
Aaron from Box Hill first.
So what happened to you, buddy?
Hey, JB, Billy, how you doing?
Good, mate.
That's good, yeah. It wasn't me. My stepdaughter got trapped between the security door and the front door.
Ooh. How?
And because the security door was locked and she didn't have her front door key and she's pulled the front door behind her and she's stuck there. She's
trapped. Income. There no phone to get someone to come and help her?
No, we knew she was there, but we were 4 hours from coming home from work, so she was stuck. She had her computer, so she just sat down and started studying.
Jeez, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Must be a big gap between the front door and the security.
Oh, I see, Bill.
Well, normally it's
enough
pretty
for
close.
Her to sit down.
Yeah.
All right. Well done, Az. Thanks for that. Jeff in Altona. Hello, Jeffrey.
How you going, boys?
Good, man. Jeffrey. What happened?
Just like you, JB, I got stuck. I was in 1A, and the great Sam Newman was in 1B.
Ooh.
And you couldn't get past him?
I couldn't get past him. When he came and sat down, he looked at me, and I looked back at him, and I said, g'day. And he turned to me, and he said, you're not going to talk to me, are you?
Oh, no!
And so I didn't talk to him. And the flight attendant spilled a drink on him.
Oh, no.
And then he turned to me and he said, oh, bloody hell, what is that? And I turned back to him and I said, you're not going to talk to me, are you? and then he fell asleep and I couldn't get past him.
Jeffrey, he actually said that to you, did he?
Absolutely.
Oh, come on,
you're not going to talk to me,
I can see him saying that, Jim.
Oh, that is too funny. That is too funny. Stay there, Jeff. Tim in Coburg. Timmy?
Howie, boys.
What happened? Timmy?
Last year, travelling Canada with my mate and his girlfriend. The flights are quite expensive, so we thought we'd get a bus from Vancouver to Toronto. 3 days straight. Now, my mate and his girlfriend were sitting next to each other. First 2 days, by myself, the biggest of Canada's weirdos sitting next to me the whole time. Day three, 8 o'clock, a very, very large gentleman wanders on, plants himself next to me. Don't worry about not being able to move. I was pinned between him and the window for 5 hours, boys. 5 hours. Couldn't even move.
So he's had the weirdo for 2 days and then old fatty Bumbada.
He made you look skinny, Bill, don't worry.
Oh, I love it, Tim.
And you could not.
Stay on the line.
Sucks
squashed
in.
Against the window. Tom Watsonia, Tommy?
Tommy.
Good day, guys.
What happened, man?
Oh, we went to see, remember the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding when it came out a few years ago?
Yes. Yeah.
Because the in-laws and their side of the family is all Greeks. We thought we'd take them. But we had a night shift business. We're all working together. So we went and booked the gold class and all that. And as soon as the recliners went back, they all went to sleep. We'd ordered wine and food and this and that. So we got stuck paying the bill and the most of the food as well. So and sit through that rubbish.
You can fall asleep in those seats.
They are
bloody
especially
comfortable.
Especially for me working all day.
Righto. Hang on, Tommy. Alex is in Frankston, Bill.
Hey, Alex.
Go, Bill, JB.
What happened, buddy?
A few years back doing some holiday work down at Phillip Island and staying at a mate's house in Inverloch. Anyway, I had the day off going to the toilet to do your business. And as soon as I sit down here, a clink, and the lock's fallen out. There's all on the other side.
Oh, so what did you
do? I had to call up the guys who worked at the local police station because that's the house I was staying at and get the sergeant to come and let me out the door in his house.
No way. That's not going to work.
Lucky stuck you got there a phone. For about an hour and a half.
Ooh. Hour and a half?
In the little
on
room.
On the throne.
In the little room, no window, no nothing.
Oh, no, that's no good. All right, hang on. Gav in Main Ridge. Hello, Gav.
Hey, boys. Big man, skinny. How are we?
Good, Gav.
basically, on a... back in the day in the Greyhound bus, Melbourne to Dubbo.
Ooh.
And let's say the toilet wasn't working and the bus driver wouldn't let us out to go to the toilet, so we had to relieve ourselves in Coke bottles.
No, come on.
No.
Come on, Bussy. Just pull over at some stage.
He wasn't happy, that man.
That'd be good.
That's trapped unusual, Bill.
Bit wonky too if you're going along, hit a bump and
Let's say the seat was very wet.
On the way to Dubbo, Bill.
Dubbo. Where would you go to Dubbo?
Andrew Roeville, Bill.
Hey, Drewy.
Yeah, boys, how are we?
What happened, Drewy?
Oh, unusual story. Out shopping at the shopping centre and you've got to sort of go off to relieve yourself in the public toilet. Yeah. And pull my pants back up and I catch a little Andy in the zipper.
Oh no.
I'm stuck in there. I'm in a lot of pain. I can't look at it. And, oh, how do I undo that? And people there, I ask this bloke to help me out.
Oh no.
I'm just sort of stuck a little and hobbling around. So I try and get the phone and ring the girl, come and help me out. I was sort of stuck there a little bit. Wasn't sure what to do. And, just hide off in the cubicle and try and sort myself out.
So what did you do?
I like to help him out with the tadge being stuck in the zip belt.
And then he was going to get his girl in. He's going to get
caught right up.
What did you do?
Oh, you end up freeing. I had to unzip it, Billy, and I was left like a little purple stitch mark, like the zipper mark in it.
Yeah, we've all done it.
Oh, bloody, that was nasty.
And the free willy.
That belt was nasty.
Oh, nasty.
We've all done it.
I wasn't sure where I was at.
Have you never zipped your doodle up?
No.
Oh. Shit, it hurts, doesn't it, Randall?
Yeah.
Undoing it's the worst bit.
Yeah, well, it's the worst part.
Oh, no. I like it.
Free Willy.
Pete, also in Roeville. Hello, Pete.
It's all happening at Roeville.
Hey, mate. We went up to Bairnsdale to buy a boat, and we were coming back, got halfway between Bairnsdale and Sale, and running out of petrol, so pulled into a servo.
Yeah.
No petrol. The power goes out, so the petrol station can't pump petrol and the bowser into the car, so we were there for 24 hours waiting for the power to come back on in a petrol station. It was like deliverance, you know what I mean? Like we were waiting for the banjo, Edward to walk out the back door. Mate, we're sitting there with this boat going, this is not good.
What's the weather like in Bairnsdale? That's the question we got for you. All right.